You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone cold.
Here we go.
Don't you know you are my heartache?
A sexual podcast. Guys, I have one of my favorite people in the world in the studio right now, and I am just trying to butter my guest up. She is, she was on a Fox show called Enlisted. She was on the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, Comedy Central, Totally Best. I mean, one of the best, heaviest hitting guests I've had in the crowd, well, you know what? Some people would restart, but I'm going to just plow right on through it and say we've got a hilarious woman, and her name is Michelle Buteau. So put your hands together for that.
Hi. Put your hand. Thank you.
I get people to clap.
That. I'll clap too. Why not?
They clap at
home.
I mean,
there's chairs here, but there's no one here. It still feels intimate.
I didn't even mention Best Week Ever. She was like the star of Best Week Ever.
One of the best parts of Best Week Ever was seeing you in the makeup
chair. I'm
opening
this beer now because I got fired from that show.
Get into it, modelo. Mm. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm-hmm. We're both drinking.
Why
we
not?
Record at 9 a.m. and we get right to it.
I mean, if Hoda and Kathy Lee can do it, why the fuck can't we?
Right? That's part of their charm.
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, so when I was in Montreal in July for the festival, and we
name dropping.
But my friend and I recorded a web series that I have queued up. I'm going to play a little bit of it because it premiered today. The first episode is with Bonnie McFarlane. This is a little bit of the trailer, but we drink through it. And what I want to talk about after this is how drinking is fun. When we had lunch with your mom, what did she say that was off-putting?
Your dad needs sex.
So what kind of government do you guys have in Australia?
We have,
great question.
Well, like president, dictator.
We have a prime minister. It's a democracy.
So that's all you're going to get for now is those two questions. But basically, Lisa
like
Traeger and I.
Tip.
Yeah,
like just the tip.
I mean, I'll put the rest of it in if you want later. But for now, I tease it with that. But okay, so the thing was, we just were basically there was a studio that was free and we went in and started using it. But then the more drunky we were getting, I mean, not to say like the moral of the story is drinks helps everything, but
yeah.
I really liked when I was coming here to meet you that you were like, you want to get a cocktail before?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, why not? It's like the best job in the world.
Yes.
And you can just do whatevs. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I did a few shows like super drunk where I was like, ooh, was that a good set?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, you were just laughing at your own jokes. I'm like, not so bad, not so bad. I mean, yeah. You don't get like blackout. But
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having a couple of cocktails.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it works differently for different people.
Probably.
But
yeah,
for you and I, we're going to kill it because of this.
I mean, like I did Dante Nero's podcast and he was like, have a shot of Jameson. I'm like,
that's great.
It was great, but I was just like, just give me a second. I'll have a glass
shots
of wine and ease into
it. You said I can't fuck with?
You were
saying I can't fuck with vodka or gin.
I can't fuck with vodka or gin. Like anything super.
I can't
super.
Fuck with the shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you and me are both whiskey girls.
Yeah, but like sipping. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, I mean, it's meant to be sipped because it's so, if you get a good one.
Yeah, like, is it meant to, like, when people do shots, A, you're not, like, tasting anything. Not that, I guess it's not about the taste. It's about the buzz. It's about getting the quick buzz.
I feel like, Americans have definitely made everything, like, super fast and, like, you know, urgent. Like, boom, like, let's get this right away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the bar is going to close in 3 hours. But, you know, my husband's from Holland and they have this thing called Schnapps. Well, it's really German.
Yeah.
And even Jägermeister is German. And it's, like, for old hunting men. Old men who hunt. Like, they go out, they hunt.
Yeah.
You can't take a big-ass glass, so you take a little shot glass, and you have, like,
Did you ever go hunting?
Fuck no.
Why not?
I can barely kill a fucking spider.
I mean, like, when you met your in-laws, I didn't kill anything. I went hunting with my father-in-law. He's, like, a Navy dude.
Okay.
And we went hunting together, but really, the game for me was just, like, how do I endear myself to these people? How do I just, I would have shot something for him.
Yeah, but you're, like, a try-anything-once kind of broad. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
That's great. I mean, I am too, to a
that's
certain
French
extent.
For lesbian.
Speaking of lesbian, how do you feel about Orange is the New Black? Because it's very lesbian sex heavy.
I feel like they've stolen my premise. I feel like anything successful that leans towards any of my diverse angles fucking ruined it for me. I think it's good. I think I liked the first season more than the second, but I haven't seen all the second.
You should see all the second. I mean,
yeah.
it's a lot of like V.
It's
and
good,
all that
right?
Stuff.
Isn't that good? I mean,
It's good. It's good in a different way. I mean, I feel like the sex was a bit gratuitous in the beginning, and the Asian girl so-so, I actually turned out to like her. At first, I was like, well, who's this pretty dumb bitch? But she was really, I don't know, it was really good. It's an interesting show. Netflix is
doing
it. I think
the more examples of like people being gay and that being kind of an aside versus the main show is the better.
Yeah.
That's my public opinion.
That's it.
When you did the Fox show Enlisted,
yeah,
and you found out you were cast, did you go so crazy? Because that's such a big deal.
You know, it's actually an interesting question that you asked that. Thank you, James Lipton. No. Well, what happened was I was in LA for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I was like really doing the pilot season hard and like, you know, even the cable show. I was just doing everything super hard.
Yeah, because I think I met you when you had just moved back from LA.
Yeah, but
I don't know if that you know what, I got to learn how to like not interject in people's momentum in a story.
No, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. If I don't remember where I'm at, it wasn't meant to be said. But no, I feel like I met you in the college scene through Sophie
yes,
K.
Yes,
through
Sophie K. Yes, and you were still in LA then.
Was I in LA? Okay. Either I was in LA, I was about to move to LA. It's hard to tell when you do so much road work. It's like just a gray area of like airplanes.
Yes, 100%.
You know what I mean?
I'm out of it.
And like salads, like $12 Caesar salads in a plastic bowl.
Forget it. I hate it.
I know.
You're just a truck driver of jokes.
I just want to use my own toilet. Is that so hard to ask?
I just want my friends and my family and my dog. And
you do the road and everyone's like, do you know Dane Cook? I'm like, yes. Everyone's sucking Dane Cook's ass. Can I go home now? You came for your free chicken fingers. Can I go home?
Sometimes, I mean, like those college shows too, you get there and it's like they're paying you a good amount of money. You get there and it's like the mic's not working, but we do have this Apple box and it's a Jewish holiday, so there'll be five people or you know.
Yeah, there's always something better going on. I'm like, well, let's do that instead. But anywho, it's definitely a lesson, an education that you just can't teach going to school. Shit, what was that?
That was the lesson sound effect.
Oh my God, it was scary.
And lesson learned.
It was kind of, that was a scary lesson, but.
Is this better? That's a good lesson. When you throw down a truth, I'll hit you with the sound effect, then you can let me know
if
that's the true sound effect.
If it was a magical lesson, absolutely.
Okay, but the question that I asked.
Yes, I remember.
Okay.
I went to LA, I was like, I'm really going to pursue this TV shit because that's what you do when you're a stand-up comic in New York. You like, you figure out your brand, your storyline, your sitcom, you have your pitches, you go, you're like, hey, I'm here. And everyone's like, who the fuck is this? Park across the street. Do you want a bottle of water while you're waiting to be rejected? And, I mean, that's just a part of it.
That's fancy rejection.
That's all. It's like the most positive rejection you'll ever have. It's like, we love you so hard. We're going in a different direction.
Yeah.
AKA more famous person that needs a job.
Yes.
Thank you, Vanilla Ice. No, just kidding. But
you've lost countless sitcom opportunities to Vanilla Ice. I mean, haven't we all?
We're like parallel bitches. God. But at one point I was just like, you know what? I'm really happy in New York. I love it here. Me and my man love it here.
Your man moved with you?
He did. He moved with me from Amsterdam to LA, and he had never lived in America before. And now he's like living in LA, and he's just like, this is a weird place. And I'm like, it is. And we're like nine hour difference from his home. And it was just, we were both homesick. And after 3 years, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to come to New York. If anything happens, great. If it doesn't, whatever. At least I could do stand up.
Yeah.
And feel like a normal person at night.
Yeah.
And that pilot season, I ended up getting callbacks on everything.
What?
And it was insane. I feel like a dead person just woke up and like kicked down the door waving the full. All you heard is Papa Doll hit me. No, okay, great.
No more, right?
So, yes.
Got
we
it.
We should not do karaoke together.
We should. So you booked you got callbacks to everything.
Oh my God.
So you were your manager, just so you know at home, what's happened is the too much that's happened is that the little cord that plugs into Michelle's earphones.
It did, it came out. It came out. I know. I keep just releasing the cord.
You know what? This is the best way to tell the story because now people are like on the edge of their fucking seats. They're like, what happened at pilot season?
Here's the deal. I put myself on tape on my iPhone for Enlisted because I was like, this show, what is this army show? I don't know this. I never heard anything about the show. I didn't know anyone in the show. All like the people I did know in the show were like really hot, like, you know, series regulars like Jeff Stultz, who's been in like every rom-com.
Yeah.
You know, Parker Young, who's like the shirtless dude in Suburgatory. Chris Lowell and Veronica Mars, like the smart guy. I was like, give me a fucking break. You know what I mean?
Brand name, everything.
all day, every day.
Yeah.
So I put myself on tape on my iPhone. I sent it in, and I booked the fucking job. And they're like, when can you come to LA? And I was like,
wait, booked it from the iPhone video?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. There's power in not giving a fuck, and there's power being like, you know what? Fuck you, industry. I'm going to do my thing. And they're like, oh, where are you going?
Yes.
So.
That's a good lesson.
That's some truth. Drop that knowledge.
All right. Let me get a good one.
Okay. Wait, let me see.
Yeah. Because that is sort of, that's called the horse snort. And that's what you got to do.
It sounds like a pig queef.
But it's like being at a bar and being single almost, where you've got to be, you know, if you smell like you want it, you're not going to get it.
Same rules apply. Yeah. Absolutely. But there's always like someone who has more bravado than talent that will always like end up getting married.
Yes.
Or booking a job too. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's a good, it makes, I think that's why like the stand-up thing is like a huge elevation point. I mean, that's not the right way to say it, but like when you are great enough in a room, and then they can look at all this other shit of yours, then it's like, oh, okay, well, this makes
it's also
sense.
Therapeutic. It's good to have your own thing. Like the acting classes I took in LA, people were like, I just want to start stand up to be seen. I was like, bitch, you ain't gonna be seen. Okay. Yeah. You're gonna be seen by your therapist. But like, I realized that, you know, it was really hard if you just have the acting or if you just have the music. Yeah. You know, at least people that do improv and stand up, we can go and like.
And
get
it's
it
constant.
Out.
It's like the other thing is, well, actors can also write their own plays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But how many times can you put that play up?
Exactly. Girl,
and nobody goes to like clubs to see like character monologues. Oh, JK, guys. If you have a character monologue and it's killing, I want you to write in. Write in with your character monologue.
Do it. You know what? Make like a 60-second video of what your SNL audition would be.
And send it in, and we can maybe. You know what? Opportunities are knocking. No, I don't mean the character monologue thing's wrong, actually, because UCB has a great support system for like if you do improv or sketch or whatever. What I'm saying is if you're a straight up actor and what you're saying, I'm just bold italicizing and underlining what you're saying, which is that like having another thing is a great.
What font did you just put it in?
Calibri.
Nice.
Yeah, only because it's kind of like Khaleesi in Game of Thrones.
I was
like,
just saying. I just got a Game of Thrones boner.
Okay, so you put it on your iPhone. They called you. But I'm saying like that moment, because I've had callbacks. And I really like when you get down to it, being on a network show is like, it's for a career where you are like running in planes and trains and automobiles to get to tell the jokes, to get the check. It's like a nice little chunk.
It's great.
It's a great
it's
little
great.
Chunk.
You know, but there's always like a what next game. Do you know what I mean?
Of
like,
course.
We didn't get picked up for season two.
Yeah.
There's a lot of comedians I know that I started with that are like in season six of shows, and you can't help but compare yourself.
Oh, well, then that's, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, yeah, you're over this hump, and then there's like this other hump.
Yeah.
So it's like a very, it's a very weird, honest place you have to be with yourself all the time, not to compare yourself, but all like just keep your, like, you know, your head down and keep grinding and be like, all right, this is what's going to happen next. And also now, like with, what's her name? Christella. And Mindy and Zoe. I mean, bitches, you can write some shit and people will buy it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can have, like, an ethnic pair of titties and people would be interested. It's not like how it was before. Like, you don't have to Monique it up, you know. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Monique and the hair on her legs. She's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, precious. Hashtag do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But, I mean,
creating your own project and selling them.
Absolutely.
That's a viable thing that you can like see now, whereas maybe before.
Oh my God, it was just something.
Yeah, it seems so distant.
Yeah, it did.
It's crazy. And that also is about the bravado. Like I mean, I think everybody knows in their life some people that get ahead purely based on that almost like a delusional, psychotic part of them that is also. That also feeds them, like talking about projects as if they're already happening and then manifesting those projects.
I have a question for you, not to get off topic, but did you have bangs when you were little?
Thank God you asked. I had a mushroom cut, which is basically bangs all around.
And you're Canadian, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did Why? What are you seeing the bangs?
No, I'm just saying.
I never had bangs, but I did have a mushroom cut, which is literally bangs around the whole part of your head.
So I have Indian friends and Muslim friends, and I don't know if it's a lot of the things are parallel, but like my Indian friends, when they have babies, especially girls, boys and girls.
Yeah.
At one point, there's a ceremony where they cut all the hair off.
Yeah, so the nigga.
Okay.
It
almost sounded like you said nigga. I was like, all right, bitch. We cool. You got brown titties. We ain't that cool. Nigga, please. But So did you do that? Is that something you had to do? Like, how Muslim
you know
are
okay,
you?
Okay, so my dad married a white woman.
Okay.
Which is
your
like,
mom?
Yeah, my mom. So my dad was like...
You made it seem like it was some bitch that just like gave you cereal in the morning.
Listen, we're going to talk to her later. We're calling her later. And she's some bitch that gave me some cereal that is just truth.
Let me
cold,
just...
Cold, harsh,
yeah,
blunt,
but it was Canadian
European
cereal,
truth.
So it probably tasted like maple or some shit, right?
You know what? It's, you know, for someone who just accosted me for saying a word that's slightly like the N-word, to just, you know, just to cut away everything you actually know about
I'm
Canada
sorry,
and boil it
Lanch.
Down.
Let's get into it.
Boil it down.
You sound like you're doing Cape Verlaine set. Look at me.
Oh,
look
I
at me,
am.
Look
please don't tell her. What the deal is with my so my parents married and then like a lot of so I got
my, so he was my, already like liberal
yeah he was liberal enough to marry her and that was like a big deal that was like for him coming out like he was the OG lesbian
oh,
and
nice.
Then
he was the white sheep
he was the yeah he
I call
had
my dad the white sheep he's the lightest one
because he's the white my so my dad's texturally what is it called color no he's brown color palette brought home whitey they were the whole family was disappointed. And because my mother didn't convert, I went to the mosque and stuff like that growing up out of respect for my extended family.
Yeah.
There was like one pivotal moment where my grandmother had told me, like, if you read this book, and it was like an English kids version of the Quran.
Yeah.
And if you read this book, we'll throw you a big party and everyone will give you $100. And I was like, that sounds fucking dope.
Is that like a Muslim bar mitzvah?
So it was like that, yeah. But my mom, and I was like, yeah, sign me up. Tell me when you want me to read it by. Totally, I'll have it done.
Oh my God.
And then my mom was like, just so you know, like you don't have to say yes or no, but just so you know, if you do read that book and you do have a party for yourself, it's bigger than just like getting $100 from everyone for writing a book report.
Grandma trying to like sell you a used car.
Oh yeah, they all sell me so many used cars. But
you know,
they lost. But then yeah, so.
I went to the mosque in high school, even though I'm like very Catholic. I had a Islamic boyfriend, and
oh,
he
really?
Was from Afghanistan. Muhammad.
And they let you in the mosque?
I covered my hair, mm-hmm. and I was in the room with all the girls, like his sisters.
Yeah,
Sharifa, Najiba, something.
Was
else.
He black Muslim?
No.
Sharifa sounds.
No, his name was Muhammad. He had a brother named Allah. We called him Al.
Oh, no. Allah? That's like a bold name.
Trust and believe.
Wow.
And I remember in high school as well, like his parents would always open up a new shop, like a pizzeria or like a flower shop. And like they would always have like the ceremony where they kill a goat for prosperity.
Yeah, that's it's Ramadan or Eid.
Okay. So, and my grandma would kill goats too in Jamaica because she's like, we got to eat for a month.
Yeah.
Let's do that shit up and freeze it.
Yeah.
So I actually like dove into it. My mom was like scared.
Oh, you dove right in.
I dove right in. But I was like, I'm Catholic. You know what I mean? But I was
are
like.
You go to church and everything.
I used to go to church. I don't as much.
As more will do the trick.
Will it?
Yeah.
More Pinot, please.
That Bo-bo. Was Allah leaving the room.
Bye. Take your shoes off. No, I don't as much. I used to a lot. I'm married now. He's not baptized.
Yeah.
My uncle's the Archbishop of Jamaica. My parents are very Catholic.
Whoa.
My whole family's Catholic. So I'm looking for something a little bit more non-denominational, all-encompassing, because I also feel like being gay is not a sin.
Yeah.
I'm
that's controversial.
Trying to
I can't say I agree.
I'm trying to have a baby, and I'm praying for a gay baby, so
yes.
I could be like, look, you must love this thing because it's part of us.
I love you.
I have my own like issues and like plans with my family.
Well, I think there's almost something not something missing, because there is the United, or is it called, what's it called, the Unitarian Church,
mm-hmm.
seems to have that on lock, right?
I've been to that. Some of them seem like there's a little bit of group sex happening. I'm not mad at that either. Everybody's got a face.
Hey, I just read Andrew Keegan started a religion. You remember Andrew Keegan?
Who
he had abs
that?
He was in 10 Things I Hate About You, like teen heartthrob from
the
90s. He started a religion, and there's like a whole bunch of followers. You could start a religion.
Oh,
you could
God.
Totally lead a religion.
No, I don't have time for that. I could barely have a Facebook page. I'm deleting my Facebook page.
Are you?
I am. I'm deleting my Facebook page. I'll have like a comedy page, like whatever the fuck you want, but people are coming out the woodwork.
That was supposed to be much more dramatic.
No, that was very
people are
dramatic.
Coming out of the woodwork.
For
and
Benny
that's
Hill, that was very dramatic. That's what his whole funeral sounded like.
Exactly. Okay, so you are deleting your Facebook page. That's something I want to do as well.
Every day.
But I don't know that I can do it.
Well, I'm just done with it. I mean, I don't care about Candy Sugar Rush. I don't care about these,
wait a second. The Candy Crush.
The Candy Crush, whatever. Sugar Rush, Crush, Texas Hold'em.
You have specific friends.
I know. There's so many
invitations. I'm on another Sugar Rush.
Diabetes will end here. No, but it's ridiculous. And now I have people like emailing me that they're related to me. And granted, they might be because my uncles are whores. Yeah. It's too much and I don't want the Facebook page at all. I just don't want
it. You don't
want
to be that trackable.
No, well, just
but
like,
you do like, know, so you're gonna you'll change it from a personal to a fan page.
Yeah,
because you'd be psycho to just shut it down.
Yeah, I'm like, I have like a little Facebook page like with my married name that I really like.
Oh, will you let me in on that?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying.
It's I'm
just
not like, doing Candy Crush. Oh, you don't want anyone being like, come to stand up New York. You don't want anyone.
I don't want any. Yeah,
but you told me that you have so many friends. How are you gonna? You're not gonna be able to limit that.
I know. I'm really trying
I'm gonna
to.
Say, I'm going to tell you that I posted pictures of my puppy or something like that. And then you'll be like, all right, just
but
you.
But you text me pictures of your dog all the time and your dog's adorable. Like, that's how I want to interact with people I know. Let's text each other. Like, I'm already in my phone, like, hard enough. I don't need, like, six goddamn emails. Like,
That's what you're going to get, though, Michelle. If you're getting everyone to text the shit that they put on Facebook.
I'm paying for all these megabytes or whatever the fuck they're called. I might as well motherfucking use them.
It's about the idea of not being on your phone so much to amalgamate things. I'm just saying, let me into your marital Facebook page. Let me into your fucking marriage. I'm part of the Unitarian Church, and I want part of it. Yes, thank you.
All right, Jesus. Now that I feel very unsafe, I will let you in.
You know what? This is all. It's this cycle with me where I bully into friendships, and then I
do it too.
And then I go into this mode so that you're like, no. I want you to be a part of my Facebook.
You're Canadian. You're half Muslim. You have issues. I understand. I'm just kidding. I totally forced my husband into like friendship and relationship. Like, I made him tell me he loved me.
Oh, I did the same thing with my wife.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like a couple.
You got to get what you want.
Exactly. It was a couple months later. I'm like, do you have like any feelings of like love towards me? Like, what's happening? And he's like, yes, I have feelings of love towards you. And I was like, not good enough.
Make it shorter. Economize your words. Get to the punch.
I'm going to do a little edit right here if you don't mind. I'm a stand-up comic. I know things and I know how to edit.
My wife lent me a ring. I met her in San Francisco, so it was long distance in the beginning as well.
Oh,
and she lent
fuck.
Me a ring. Mm-hmm. In my mind, she was like, here, have this ring. But in her mind, she was like, yeah, you can wear it. And then it didn't fit me proper on the right finger, so then I got it resized. So then she always jokes that I was a psycho.
Damn.
Also, the first time she came to visit, I got, like, you know how you can get pictures printed on canvas? I got like a picture of us making out.
No,
on a huge canvas.
No,
I put it on my wall. So
no,
the first
single white
the
female.
First time she came.
No, the sequel in the Bay Area is single white female.
But what I say is like, we're married now. So what? I was right. I was just ahead of my time. I was ahead of our time.
That's one way of looking at it.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can scare people away.
I'm scared right now. Just kidding.
So like going back to that attitude, that winning attitude about the industry. That would have not gotten me the callback. If I came
no,
on with like
know.
A cast t-shirt.
Look,
like,
people are attracted to crazy. You know, you never know what peg might fit in which hole. I'm just trying to make an analogy here. I'm really bad at analogies.
I mean, to be honest, we do have sex with pegs.
I was just talking to Marina. Oh, gross.
We're done with that one.
Oh, my
Who
God.
Who were you just talking to?
Well, I don't eat pork, so it freaks me out. It sounds like a pig.
That's better. That's Michelle driving by pork. So that's also why you were gravitating towards the Muslims. You're like, these people get me.
No, because I'm an alcoholic. And
what?
I love alcohol. And I love, I don't know, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
I'm
an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm Eddie Murphy, whatever.
But you do obviously function because you were just saying that you understand.
I don't know how your family is, but my family's like, if we put a bottle on the table, it better be done.
My family doesn't drink, so I have like a weird sort of...
Does your brother drink?
Yeah, my brother and I drink, but it's like horrifying to my parents.
Bless
Sound
you.
Effect or just a regular old burp?
Oh my God.
Only the next person to record on this mic will understand the answer.
Oh my God, I'm
That's me blowing scared. Off the scent.
I'm so scared.
Sorry about that.
I'm trying to queef I on feel demand. Like you can't queef on demand. It's super hard.
Why are you putting the mic in your pussy?
I just have to bend over at the right angle. I did it in yoga class. I did it in yoga class.
Yeah, no, you've got to fill it up with air by doing like a handstand type thing and getting like, doing that with your
pussy.
You
know what really pisses, I love me some yoga, but you know what pisses me off? Like those people who like chant like they're in an American Idol audition, they're like, I'm like,
yeah,
stop.
And it's like, shut up.
Or when they like,
is this
breathe.
For you or is this for me?
Exactly.
It shouldn't be for me.
Like the H.A. Ha, like they're like,
Yeah, like getting like kind of orgasmic about it.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
I don't like it.
But you know what? Maybe
Am
they're
I
just
being a tight ass?
I think that the, what'd you say?
Am I being a tight ass? No pun?
Yeah.
Should I just like let
but
them
only
because
you're trying to queef,
judgment?
So you're closing one hole.
Well, look, I don't ever try to queef.
Okay, why don't you naturally, let's take one breath in and then breathe out the ha together.
Oh, sorry.
We'll breathe out the ha together and that will be the standard of what a natural ha should be. Okay, ready?
Okay, ready?
One, two, three. That, you know what? You do kind of lilt around in your soul. Like your soul does escape a little
I'll
bit.
I'll do a real one. Okay, ready?
Okay, ready?
Breathe in. One.
That was not real.
I heard you more than me.
Are you mad at that?
No, it just still makes me feel bad.
Maybe it makes you feel bad that I was too vulnerable?
No, that you were, well, maybe you were more vulnerable
louder?
Than I was, and I was like,
yeah,
still quiet.
I think there's a vulnerability missing in your exhale, and I think that's what you hate in.
Thank you, Jermaine Dupri. What the fuck is happening right now? No, no, no. Oh, the most exciting thing that's happened to me this week. Thank you for asking. Almost done with my wine and this podcast.
I
just
have
kidding.
No, there's a few minutes. I purchased you for at least 4 more minutes.
Oh, you have to pay for this?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I was like, you better get your money back because I am not
worth it. Shit just got
real,
real.
It did. It got like super real, capital R, capital E.
No, we get like a grand per half hour. So if you want to stay longer.
We get a grand? Like
yeah.
You get a grand?
I get $1,000 per half hour that I record here.
So what the fuck am I doing here for free?
Take a look at my eyes. See which one's winking. Both of them. No one gets nothing until Nike gets real and calls me back because Nike.
I need a sound effect. That's oh my. Oh, I got.
I like that
up.
One.
Oh, yeah.
This episode sponsored by Nike Shoes. Nike, you want to hit a golf ball? Well, it would sound like that when you're wearing Nikes. You know, like one day Nike will understand what I've done for them. And they'll send us some Nikes.
You could do radio. Canadian radio, American radio.
Oh, honey, I done did Canadian radio. You're not allowed in the States until you've got a Canadian radio show.
I have 2 more questions for you, but the best thing that happened to me.
What's the best thing that happened to you today, Michelle?
Linda Perry followed me on Twitter.
What?
Look, I'm not a name dropper. Nobody give a fuck. But if Linda Perry had a penis, I would suck it and I'd be like, and I would swallow because I love her like. A fat kid loves cake. I told
my
you
friends,
I'm bad at analogies.
No, but listen, my friend Kiyomi was on Linda Perry's reality show and she just spent a bunch of days with Linda Perry in the studio.
And she fell in love. No.
I mean.
She got too real. That's why she's good at reality. I mean, it's on VH1, whatever. I mean, I was supposed to do a talk show on VH1 and we were in production.
VH1 ever since they fired. So we worked together on Best Week Ever for one half a second.
We need to
bash
VH1 for 2.2.
For just for 1 second.
Just for 1 second. There's nothing wrong with being a scorned lover.
There's nothing wrong. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting dumped.
They love you, they take you in, and then like, bada bing, bada boom, you're done.
Yeah, you know, like sitting in a boardroom full of like rich white people and then them being like, tell me another thing about you. And then laughing hysterically when you're like, I had a burrito for lunch.
They
you're
made
like,
me
oh,
feel like
I'm
a
done.
Skinny white girl.
Yes.
And then at the end, I felt like a crack whore asking for more money.
Yes, exactly.
And I understand it. Don't get me wrong.
But that's fine. It's a business. I just don't think, I mean, it's easy then when you're a scorned lover. It's also easy when like the person that scorned you is not doing so well.
I think.
To be like, well, you're wrong.
Well, you're young enough where you could still do the MTV. You could still do like the girl code. Like I'm a woman code. You see what I'm saying?
Not, yeah, I'm a woman code too.
I How mean, old like, is you?
Like I'm 29.
Girl, please. You ain't even in your dirty 30s. Don't even talk to me. Okay.
I'll be in my dirty 30s. I do. But I feel, you know.
You feel like you've lived a lot of lives? I can't.
You don't even know. I started stand up the same year as you.
2001?
Yeah.
Well, you've already had your life way more together than me, bitch. I'm 37.
Nuh-uh, you got a brownstone.
I got a brownstone because I was like editing the news for fucking 10 years being someone's bitch.
You were?
I was an editor in a small dark room with no fucking window. With
you,
like a fat,
you know how to edit?
I used to. It's like waitressing for me now. I'm like, get it away.
Yeah, you don't want to touch it.
I worked overnights for six
years.
You
do not want all of your fucking friends being like, just a little tweak to my demo reel.
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to. I used to edit people's reels just for fun.
That's crazy. I didn't know about
it. It's insane. And yeah, I mean, I used to be in a dark room with a fucking producer who was like fat and nasty and demanding, drinking Diet Coke, smoking like cigarettes.
Shout out
like,
to that producer.
All seven of them. Fuck it. And it was like crazy. And it, like, I got promoted to supervisor on the overnight shift because I would like go in tipsy and happy and get
Which
shit done.
Which news was that?
WNBC.
WNBC.
Ding, ding, ding.
Did you find when you were there that there was like a, like insider shit about why aren't we reporting this or why are we reporting it?
Always, but I had a professor in college and I never forgot what he said. He's like, anytime, because I specifically was just like, I'll be an editor because I didn't believe that I was like cute enough to be on camera.
Yeah.
Because no one looked like me. Because it was like
you were dumb back then. I mean, like you were like a young.
I was a PYT, and like the only thing going on was like living single, and I wasn't like a fat black woman who was just like, I know who I am, and you gotta accept it. And I wish I was. Uh-huh. Like that's what I'm not downing. I wish I was that, but I wasn't. I was like this like fucking light skinned Caribbean person who like would like twerk. You know what I mean? Yeah. For no reason. I'd be like, yeah, bitch. And it was fucking dumb, but. I mean, the point being is like, yeah, I did overnights for 6 years and I also did comedy at the same time. It's just like, yeah, that's how you get a motherfucking brownstone. You fucking work.
All right. Well,
you make your money. You have your money. Make money. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I bought a condo in Williamsburg. And
nice.
That shit is good. But I'm pining after a brownstone. That's the.
You got to go gentrify some shit. If you want a brownstone at hard.
Yeah.
And I think it's
good. I go to open houses because I'm a dreamer, but like I
go to open houses too because I like inspiration. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go open housing in Bushwick. I'm pining after some Bushwick places.
But I'm not the only one.
And if you want to see Michelle, she's gonna be playing some cool fucking festivals called the Bumbershoot Festival. Bumbershoot. And then Maui, don't hate. She's gonna be in Maui. They're gonna pay her to tell jokes and drink in Maui.
Yeah.
Fuck the haters. Fuck the haters.
Who?
Cool. I'm gonna call my mom. Is that cool?
Oh, we really are?
Yeah, we're gonna call my mom.
Okay.
Is that the way to go?
That's fine with me. Oh my god.
What happened? Someone text you something?
My cousin just posted a picture of like an eggplant that looks like a big black dick. And that's what happens when you have two kids and you live in Staten Island. Go on, let's call your mother. I don't have time for these pics. It's overwhelming. I want to get my vegetables in, but not like that.
That's what I'm telling you. You got to open up your Facebook, your private Facebook a little bit more.
Hello.
Hello, mother. You're my mother. I love you like you were my daughter, but you're my mother.
Okay. That's enough now.
Is it your time to shine?
Yes, it is my time to shine.
Let me just explain to Michelle I'm sure Michelle's listened to all of my podcast episodes. What happens at the end of it, my mom calls at the end and like tells us how to be good people.
Aww.
Gives us a tip, some sort of tip on happiness. Sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she's just like, I've been helping my friend clean out her apartment and it's dirty. But aww. Today, mom, what are you up to today?
Well, I was going to talk about TED Talks because I didn't know anything about TED Talks. And now I know a lot about TED Talks. And I think everybody should know about TED Talks.
Can you say TED Talks
you know
one more time?
TED Talks? Michelle, do you know about TED Talks?
Mom, are they paying you?
Boo-boo, what is this?
See, Dina, I'm not the only one.
Well,
oh, my God.
No,
she said I was the only one.
No, what I said, Mom, was that I don't know what it is. Can you tell me what it is?
Sabrina can tell you better.
You don't know what TED.com is?
No.
Okay, so TED.com, there's a bunch of just talks on like happiness or diversity or whatever, motivational talks, basically, like keynotes that usually you'd have to like go to be part of, like, you know, trust fall with strangers and then watch motivational speakers.
That's probably why I don't know it.
Okay, so there's like an amalgam. I think actually you were talking about like looking for faith and all of that. I personally don't really identify with a specific religion, but I do see the importance of like reminding yourself of like key values and themes and stuff like that.
Yes.
And to me, TED Talks and like Jillian Michaels podcast sometimes are like good little like boosters.
Look, I just buy like magnets with inspirational quotes to feel like a better person.
Well, you are like, like TED Talk 1.0.
Got it.
So mom,
it's
what is
not
it?
Really, I mean, Sabrina, there's stuff about other topics too, right?
Like
you
what?
I think there's about 1,800, videos there, and they have paid people to, give a speech on certain things. And
that's where you're wrong.
My famous daughter Sabrina Chalice is going to be doing one.
I'm not supposed to. No one's supposed to know about it yet. But who cares? It's not that crazy. And also,
you accept your blessings.
Yes.
Don't hide your light.
In any case, some of these have been viewed like millions of times.
Yeah,
that's great.
They are really about many different topics, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to talk about some of the ones that I like. There's this want to be happy, be grateful, and I mean, that theme, I just hear it all the time.
And you're
be
sick of
grateful.
It.
Be grateful. If you can be grateful, you can be happy. And everybody should watch it. It's this brother David Steindl Rast. He sounds German. He's a monk. And he's talking about being grateful and then, having happiness, okay? And I just watched one that was really cool. Less stuff, more happiness, okay?
Yeah,
so that one get rid of your stuff? That's for me?
Well, this guy moved into a 420 square foot place.
I already live in that.
And everything in his house is multi-purpose. And he said that...
Also these tiny homes things where it's like such a stretch. Okay. And it's like, yeah, you live in New York. It's like... a mansion.
But Bina, I have also talked about, clutter.
Oh yeah, the pleasure drawer.
Emotional clutter,
yep,
right?
You have. I think that was episode 7.
Well, this guy, okay, he's got 3 steps. Edit ruthlessly. Get rid of all the stuff that you don't need.
Spring clean it. When in doubt, throw it out. When in doubt, throw it out, mom.
Exactly.
Okay.
Throw it out. Get rid of it.
That's right, girl. Recycle your feelings.
Okay. Secondly... secondly, think small, okay? He says small is sexy.
Ooh, small is sexy.
There is nothing small on me, girl. I got big old titties, big hair, big freckles, back fat. I don't know. My ankles are small. Does that count?
No, but could you find some stuff at home that you can stack into each other or nest? Nesting tables.
She's talking.
Or digitize
Michelle, she's,
some of his
oh,
stuff.
Oh, not
so
my body.
Have
yeah. Okay, different. Yeah. Yeah, I love organizing. I my husband always yells at me. He's like, where's that thing? I'm like, well, if it was just on the table, it's thrown out or in a box.
That's my mom's line.
Trust and believe.
So
and the third one is multifunctional. Everything should have more than one function in your house. Anyways.
Everything?
Sabrina, I've been helping a 92-year-old woman getting her junk.
Does she have teeth? Does she have teeth?
Collected for
yeah, she's got teeth.
Years.
Well, like, she's, she's got... She's got teeth, and just a quick shout out to Trudy. Let's do that, right, Mom?
Trudy.
Yes.
I love all white lady names.
Okay, she's going to be 92 next week, and the glass is always half full with her, okay?
Yes, honey.
She's
that's
an
right.
Amazing woman. Amazing woman.
Yes, honey.
Okay, then I watched another one. It's called Nature, Beauty, and Gratitude. Beautiful pictures. Just beautiful pictures about nature, like flowers and stuff like that.
If a man watches that one, his penis falls
funny
off.
Funny enough, this Benedictine monk, Brother David Steindl, in the background is talking about gratitude there, too.
Of course.
I'm just saying, TED.com, and you can get lost hours.
Did you just say the N-word?
Me, I said TED.com.
Okay, good. Okay, mommy, I love you so much. I almost love you more every week as you provide for my career.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyways, Michelle, are you French?
French
background?
Oh, Haitian. So colonized by the French, but...
No, because they speak French there too,
Yeah.
Well, I just started, reading your article about dogs. It's really funny.
Oh,
I'm not finished yet.
Well, merci,
yeah,
mommy.
You're a funny writer. You're really a funny writer.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Mom, you're
yeah,
getting...
I was just, you know, I like to Google people before I talk to them, you know. Are you, do you have a dog now? This black dog by the bicycle, is that your dog?
Yeah, her name is Roxy. That's my dog now. And it's kind of like...
oh, it's so cute.
It's sort of like me coming out the closet of sorts because my dad doesn't know I have the dog. But my mom does, mm-hmm. So it's our little secret. And she's just 14 pounds of love that I never knew I could love so hard.
Yeah, she's very cute. What's her name?
Roxy. Roxy Brown.
Shout out to Roxy.
Roxy Brown.
Shout out to Trudy.
Well, you know, I have a dog, but Sabrina actually bought that dog.
It was a teenage pregnancy situation.
She was 8 weeks old. She was half a pound. And I was scared to hold her. And she named her Cootie because, you know, you got the cooties. But I wanted to name her Mini-Me because she's so small, she's less than 5 pounds.
Oh.
But I wasn't allowed to call her Mini-Me, I had to call her Cootie now.
That's right,
Cootie's
been
a name.
She's almost 11.
I have to say, you could just call her Titty because one of my right breast is 5 pounds.
Titty, Mom.
5 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah,
Cootie?
My breasts are 11
breast
pounds.
Cootie. Guys, listen, Michelle's got to run, she's got to go to take over the world. Mom, you obviously have several meetings. My mother is starting to manage comedians. That's
I love it, guys.
But it could happen in the future. Mommy, I love you very much. Tell me you love me.
I love you too. And I'll tell you the topic for next week will be about that book that I'm reading, which is called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
All right, done.
So
stay tuned.
Everybody who's listening to the podcast, please read the book. So when we talk about it, it's going to be like a book club.
Oprah's book club, y'all.
That's right. Read up.
Yes.
All right, Mom. Bye.
Love you, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Michelle. Bye.
Bientôt. I don't know any French. Your mom's adorable.
She's getting so much better at this. Okay, you got to go.
Is it weird that I want to like breastfeed your mom? Because it should be the other way. I don't know.
We breastfed each other growing up. So not
I'm
weird
I'm definitely
going
to go. This was super fun. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Linda Perry followed me on Twitter.
What?
Stone cold. Don't you know you are my heartache?